Welcome to Lead for Clarity, where we help you, your team, and your organization get to their next level by focusing on what matters. My name is Shondell Sutherland, and I'm here with my co-host, Melanie Montgomery. Melanie, now that I only see you every other week, I miss you.
I miss you too. It's the highlight of my week when we were doing it. Now it's the highlight of my 2 weeks.
I know, me too. It's so fun to be engaging with our listeners and hanging out with you and delivering this work that we're both so passionate about. And today we are going to conclude our official conversation about what we call the process, the healthy cycle of growth, and head into some really specific things. And today we're going to be really talking about delegation and the art of communication in that delegation and the steps that we need to take. We have a webinar coming up and we really want to equip everyone to be ready for it. Is that right, Melanie?
Yeah, and I'm excited for this conversation because I think it's so important that we learn to delegate effectively, to empower people, to really help them to take their next steps and be ready to take on whatever it is that we need them to take on.
Yeah, I think this is one of the number one issues among leaders. You're so close to things. You don't see that you could actually let them go and how it helps you to avoid absolute burnout and resentment and all sorts of really negative things. I feel like when leaders get into that space of negativity, they usually is time to delegate some authority off their plate.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that this one is something that people really struggle with. When we're in the middle of it and we feel like we have so much going on, it's hard to say, oh, I'm going to take time today to teach someone else to do this thing because it's going to take me 15 minutes to do it. And it's going to take me maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes to teach somebody else. Shifting that mindset to say, I'm going to invest my time today because that's going to save me time and energy down the line and really focus on that delayed gratification of I can just do it now versus like I'm really going to invest in my team because even though it seems like a lot today, next week or a month from now when it's off my plate, then I've saved myself a lot of time in the long run.
Oh, that is so good. Let's tell our listeners where this fits in with our process of growth. When we are really growing in a healthy way, where do we find this delegation?
Effective delegation, I think, fits into a couple of these stages, and I think it's part of that process. I feel like delegation in and of itself is going through this process all the way through. But I think first, we have to take some time in the purposefully connect phase and really understand our team, understand how they work, how they prefer to communicate, really digging into their DISC and driving forces and understanding how they learn best, what they need from us and building those tools. And then once we really understand who they are and how they learn and grow, then we can start moving into that plant stage where we're doing the work, we're really talking through these different things, we're helping them gain the skill sets, and we're developing the tools that they need in order to really take something and run with it.
Yeah, and I feel like once we do that, we're really going to experience that fruit in the progress phase, which is the next one. And then when we get to pruning, I feel like there's another level of delegation that comes because we realize we have to really get clear on our unique value that we bring to the organization and other people's value. And that is how we prune things off of our plate, is through a lot of that, through delegation and really eliminating things that we should be saying no to. One of the greatest exercises that we will do when we talk in our webinar is the things we need to not be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that then leads to this profit stage, which we all get super excited about. And it all is focused into these values. And so I think the first step as we head into our conversation, transformative delegation, unleashing potential in your team, is going to be the name of our webinar. And we're going to really equip our listeners right here to get excited about it. And I think the first thing that you have to have is right square in the middle of this process that we teach is you got to have people that share your values.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when we share those values, we can come together, we can have hard conversations, we can figure things out, And at the end of the day, know that we're on the same team, we're working for the same thing, and we're able to move forward in the best way instead of getting frustrated or, not feeling like we're on the same page.
I think one of the most important things about delegating is the person you're delegating to, and that they share your values, that you can trust them. And trust is absolutely necessary in delegating because you're like giving your name, you're giving your responsibilities to someone else, and there's no way you're going to let go unless you really share those same values, trust them, and that is, I think, what you were saying before, Melanie, about that communication style. If you don't have those three, it's going to be difficult to delegate.
Yeah, definitely. And so, as we're getting to know people, as we're learning our team, it's so important to build that trust through open communication, through meeting them where they are and giving them what they need and helping them develop the tools and making sure that we stay calm when we're frustrated, that when they make a mistake, we really embrace that growth mindset and help them grow versus getting frustrated or making them feel like they did something wrong. And really creating that space where they feel like they can be open with us, that they feel valued, that they feel like they can tell us anything and it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think one of the number one reasons I see delegation really failing, one, like I said about the trust, but two, we don't build the confidence in the person that we're delegating to because they don't do it like we do. And then we get frustrated, like, oh my gosh, fear takes over. And we're not willing to let them develop that confidence because we're so freaked out inside.
And we're going to dive really deep into this topic during our webinar, so I hope that you all can join us. But one big piece that you're touching on, Shondell, is that a lot of times we delegate to someone, we ask them to do something, and they don't do it in the way that we want. They didn't meet our standard, whatever that looks like. And how often do we automatically think, oh, well, they just don't care, or they didn't want to? And we start to then question their motive and feel frustrated that they didn't do it. And part of this webinar is really going to be digging into what's actually happening that's getting in the way of them doing what we want. Because so often it's not a desire, it's not that they just don't care, it's that maybe they don't have the confidence to do it. Maybe they don't have the skill set. Maybe they don't really understand what we're asking of them. And so they don't know how to accomplish that task. And so, really digging into what are the different pieces that somebody needs in order to really be successful, and how do we build that with them? How do we equip them with all of these pieces so that they really can be successful?
Yeah, and I also think that people do it differently. Like I know for me, this is my number one issue. I have this way that I want it done or that I envision. It's always the way I've done it. So other people should do it that way. And maybe I'm more detail oriented than they are, or maybe I'm more friendly than they are, or something. And then they don't do it the way I want them to do it. And that creates a whole nother wave of fear that then gets in the way of trusting that person. And all they feel is a lack of confidence to now make a decision. Now they want to run it past me 10 times.
Exactly. And I think one of the hardest things that I had to really figure out when leading teams, because I really used to be a control freak. I wanted things to be done specifically my way. I wanted it exactly perfect. And I really had to let go of some of those expectations to say, I'm going to have a project and I'm going to have a certain standard or expectation, but there has to be room for them to do it in their own way. For example, if I am saying, I want you to make this sign to put up to share information with people, in my mind, I know exactly what it's going to look like. And so I give it to them and they don't do it exactly what I want it to look like. And now I'm nitpicking and I'm like, no, do this, do that, do the other thing. Where in reality, I just need to say, this is acceptable. This meets our standards. It's not what I would have done, but it's still a good job. And really getting into just because my way is preferable when I lead a team, I have to understand that they might have other ways to do it, and I can't expect them to do always exactly in my way.
Yeah, and I know leading this company for going on 24 years, Melanie, can you even believe that? It's crazy. I know that I'm always questioning is the way I've always done it. 24 years, I mean, this is a lot of water under the bridge. You know, I mean, like things have changed. And it's so fun to let other people, young people like yourself and others, come in and have voice to it. Give their ideas to it, and then also say, well, I tried that, and here's this situation, and explain the situation so that now I'm not stuck in my way. I have new people speaking their way, and we come up with the best result.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's so great when we're able to take a step back and say, I don't always have to have the right answer. I don't always have to be the one with the way and the standard and the expectation, and really allow space for other ideas to come in and really then look at all of them openly and then choose the best path forward.
Yeah, because I think the magic of having people to delegate to is me as the delegator really growing and learning and taking on my role as a mentor. But I have to be open to other people's ways. And so I call that old school, new school. Like there is a reason that we are successful at Shondell Group. There are certain things that we have done for 24 years, and we'll do them for another 24 years. And there's a host of ways to go about accomplishing our objective and our goal. And I love this free talking, Melanie, because once we really get into this subject of delegation, we're going to give our listeners some really good tips.
Yeah, definitely. This is a game changer for a lot of the teams that I work with. And I hear the same frustration every single team I work with. It doesn't matter if it's the Navy, if it's a group of engineers, if it's all these different things I hear. I don't have time to go through this long process to teach other people things. And it's always that reframe of, as leaders, we really have to get comfortable in our space of, I'm not the one who has to do everything. I'm the one that has to teach and grow others. Because if I can't teach and grow others, we're just going to stay stagnant because I can only do as much as I can do. But if I can teach my team around me to do the same things, that frees up more space for me to do different things, to be a visionary, to look down the line, to do goals, to teach more. Whereas that's how we really elevate and grow our organization versus feeling like I just don't have time.
That's so good. And we want to be doing things with our time that honors our values. And a lot of times I see that people's family get the least of their energy, the leftover of their best. And so when we are delegating, another incredible benefit is that your family can get the best of you. And that's what you want. They get your patience. They get all this extra energy left over at the end of the day that you would not have if you were not an expert in delegating.
Absolutely, because I feel like if we don't really lean into delegation, we don't understand the components and do it well, we really lose control of our time and of our energy. And we get back into, well, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. I don't have energy for my family, for the people that I really lean into. And so when we start taking back control and saying, no, I'm in control of my time and I'm going to use it here for this benefit, then we start really prioritizing what matters. We're able to lean into our values and give our family, give our friends, give our colleagues our best selves instead of just feeling constantly overwhelmed and out of control.
Yeah, and let's remind everyone what it looks like when we don't do this. When we call that victor in the middle of the cycle of misery. And I think that I always want our listeners to be thinking about, are you in the cycle of misery? You'll know. Like, you know, we kind of know when we're in that cycle of misery in a part of our life. And that is where we need to win. We need our way to be the way. And I think this has a big piece of delegation because when it has to be our way, then we're distracted all the time by all these things that just come at us that aren't going right. And that is going to cause disconnection with our team. It's going to cause disconnection because you're just going to be dictating instead of planting and how people can really grow and make decisions on their own. You're dictating, and everybody around you is going to be saying, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. They are going to be doing stuff. So they will be busy and really busy. And that's where, if you're not tuned into it, you're going to double down on your fixed mindset. You're going to double down on the way you do things. And yep, as we always say, you'll get some dollars out of it because you're in charge, but you're not going to have that value-driven life that causes growth for you and everybody else.
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to pause and take any time away. I think I recognize this now, not necessarily at the time, but I recognize this mindset when I used to think, I can't take a vacation. I can't leave. I have to be at work. I don't have time to do XYZ. I don't have time for these other things in my life because I was really just in that hamster wheel running, trying to get everything accomplished and feeling so out of control that I had to spend all of my time just trying to bring all these pieces in. I think that's a huge indicator for me when I just feel like time, energy, all of that is outside of my control.
That is a really, really great way to say it. As we land this plane, we love sharing our playbook, our Shondell Group playbook that we're using with our clients and we have for years. And we always want to bring them into it. And what we're going to be doing is taking our listeners into some really powerful places that they can be using these tools. And we always tell folks, whenever you off-ramp into that unhealthy cycle of misery, you got to go back to your values and get really clear on them. It's easy to just let be distracted by them for all of us, including myself. But when we're in that purposely connect phase and we're back in, there's going to be some things that we do. And I think, Melanie, you're going to be leading a science of self class. So we can get some people equipped on their communication, because that is the number one foundational, the cornerstone of connecting is being able to be a master communicator.
Yeah, definitely. And I was just about to ask if we could do a shameless plug for a Science of Self class that is starting here in a few weeks, because that class is so powerful to, number one, understand yourself and how you communicate, how you show up, what your style is, how people may perceive you in ways that you don't intend, especially if we're frustrated or we don't necessarily know how we're coming across. But also understanding the communication styles and motivations of others so that we can better connect to them. When I first started learning this material, it was a game changer because I found myself getting frustrated with people that communicated differently than me. And I didn't really recognize why. And then once I understood, oh, that's how they communicate, and here's how I can do things differently to communicate with them better. It just changed my relationships. This class is so powerful for any leader who really wants to just create better connections with their team and learn how to communicate more effectively with them and really dig into all these tools like delegation, empowering, leading, so that they can just really help them succeed.
So, we're going to be talking more about communication, how you build trust so that you can delegate and just absolutely help everyone around you, starting with yourself. And so, Melanie, anything left to say to our listeners before we land this plane?
I'm just excited to really dig into some of these tools and give practical applications of how do we do this? How do we grow in the best way? And also just to remind everyone that we would love to help you with what you're facing, what you're seeing, whether it be with yourself, your team, your organization. We want to make sure that what we're sharing is useful and helpful to you. So please let us know.
So you can find us on the web at shondogroup.com and all the socials that follow. And Melanie is going to put in the show notes how you can find out about the Science of Self class, where you can get certified in DISC and also sign up for our delegation class. So as always, be the best you can be today.
Bye-bye.